Creation of a Palestinian state in the Middle East troubles many American Jews, but the Jewish Defense League goes all the way to accuse Jackson of anti-Semitism and to accuse other Jews of fearing to criticize Jackson. What the JDL likes to point to is Jesse Jackson's 1979 trip to the Middle East when he embraced the PLO's Yasser Arafat. This was part of a full-page ad attacking Jackson that was placed in the New York Times today by the JDL. JDL founder Rabbi Meir Kahana's way of promoting his campaign against Jackson.
The tragedy is not so much that Jesse Jackson is an anti-Semite and a hater of Israel, which is, of course, true. The greater tragedy is that, in light of this fact, not one Jewish organization, not one Jewish leader has had the courage to come out and state the obvious.
But the Los Angeles Jewish Federation Council accused Kahana of doing everyone involved a disservice.
It's perfectly legitimate for Jesse Jackson to express his views, regardless of how off the wall they may be. But it's quite another thing to then make the jump and accuse him of being a bigot or accuse him of being an anti-Semite.
Jesse Jackson made clear his sympathy for the Palestinians in last weekend's appearance before this Arab American group in Los Angeles. But Jackson also said Israel must have secure borders. But the JDL thinks Jackson is a menace.
And his purpose is to walk into the convention, turn to the other candidates and say, okay, this is what I have, what am I bid? And that's his danger. And we intend to make sure that he'll be bid nothing, that he'll be a pariah in the eyes of decent candidates.
Meir Kahani really speaks for nobody other than himself and a ragtag band of followers who are on the fringe.
The JDL's membership is down to 6,000, less than half.